Hey, what's up, Pillness? I didn't even see you come in. What's up, dude? Hello and good night.
He's been lurking. He's been saying some stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry that I did not see that. Sorry, Hellness.
So while he's cleaning himself, I go, hey, Weller, can we have a word?
Weller just turns and mind speaks. Of course, go ahead.
Yeah.
Just think it.
Think.
Just think back to me.
Okay. I think. Do I like picture it in my head or something?
No, just think the words.
Okay. Wow, this is weird.
Yes.
So Rom, something about him. I could sense some evil on him. It's a bit hard to explain, but paladins can kind of detect things that are evil and desecrate it, as well as holy. And I could sense it on Brom.
I got a whiff of that as well.
Oh, he's a bit of a jerk, of course, but he's actually definitely got some kind of evil to him. I don't know what. So it's something to keep note of before we keep an eye on him. And we'll try and make sure that he doesn't do anything to Rice here. I think he at least deserves this. He's a good guard. Doesn't need to be dealt like this.
Well, I agree. But I would also indicate that given his testimony so far, I believe this was an inside job.
Yep, sounds like it to me as well. That's what I thought.
And given that he saw himself, it's got to be someone who can alter their appearance.
Mm-hmm. And it would have to have the hair that you found, yeah?
It would help.
Hmm. I mean, like, does Rom have that same hair color and style? Because from the picture, it looks salt and pepper rather than brown hair.
It definitely does not look like the same kind of hair. Also, his hair is a lot thinner than this hair. This hair feels a lot thicker.
I mean, Alec probably got a handful of this hair when he was shaking someone's hand not too long ago.
I could very well be.
I didn't believe it was his. But I also noticed when we were speaking with her ladyship that there is something not quite complete about her affectation. Some of it is somewhat arcane construction, if you will.
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean she can alter her appearance.
Oh.
She's not actually that beautiful.
Oh, you mean she's like doing some kind of illusion or something?
Possibly a glamour, yes, possibly.
Hmm. But why would she steal her own orb then? That's what you're saying.
Good question. Would she? Is she the only one? Are there sorcerers who are capable of altering their appearance?
Well, I'm sure that this Nato guy, I mean, he looked pretty knowledgeable in the arcane arts.
So does Rom.
Yeah. Perhaps we should speak to Nato in private or Rom in private. What do you think?
I suspect both, and I wouldn't object to speaking to Nancy, but I don't necessarily want them to know that we need to speak to Nancy. But before we cover those particular points, there is something else I want you to consider, and this is not something it is not a claim that I make lightly, but we already know that Rom is himself capable of some rather dastardly deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Such as when I said, who else knows about this door? The person who constructed it had an accident. Well, I would point out to you that you and I now know about this door.
Yeah, you do have a point there. But I don't think he'll try anything. I think he's got the guts.
That's exactly when someone stabs you in the back.
Well, it's just I mean, like, the people back up north would know, and they'd probably send someone down. They'd probably get, why do they get
Istanbul? More investigators for his blades. How nice.
Well, we'll keep an eye out. I still don't think he'll try anything, but, so you think we should talk to... Maybe we should talk to Nato first? Then Rom afterwards, and then maybe this Nancy woman, or do you want to split up? And I can distract
her. I don't want to split up, no.
So I'm thinking, quick talk with Nato.
I think perhaps starting with him, yes.
All right, so we'll go over to Bryce. Say, Bryce, sorry, we're going. Listen, stay calm. Don't panic. We'll be back, and we'll make sure that you're as safe as possible.
Yes, sir. I'm most grateful to you, sir. Thank you.
Can you keep the water there, or does it have to?
No, it'll stay that way for another 50 minutes.
And it'll just
splash the all over the floor. Yes.
We should probably get a bucket for him. Is there any spare bucket?
He's got a bucket right there.
That's not really. Is there any like spare buckets around? I'm sure there's got to be some kind of empty bucket in this.
You don't really see another one here. There's just the bucket that, as I mentioned, is this kind of fetid water, stagnant water that's in the back of the cell. And as you're sort of looking at this, the door opens and Rom comes in and says, have you finished with this buffoon?
Currently, yes. How can we request? Do you have a spare bucket anywhere that we could borrow for a moment?
A spare bucket? He says. No, I don't have a spare bucket on me.
Could we just get one of the guards to bring a bucket down here for Rice?
And he kind of like narrows his eyes and then turns and leaves and heads upstairs. And within a couple of minutes, a guard comes back bearing a bucket.
And almost slinky, like when they put the bucket down, the water inverts into the bucket. So now standing in the bucket. Okay.
Man, you got to teach me some of these tricks.
And Weller thanks the guard.
Who nods silently and then turns and exits again.
All right, so we will head over to Nato. So,
how much longer are we on?
I had us going for about a half hour. Is that okay? Sound reasonable?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. So, when you were brought to Nato, you can see that he is actually outside some distance from the manor, in fact. And Rom sort of brings you to him. And he is standing in the middle of what looks like a circle. And he seems to be making preparations for something. And he's sort of moving around. He seems to shake some material on the ground every so often. He kind of whispers to himself and so forth as Rom is coming up to him. And when you are finally there, still outside the circle, he is sort of lost in thought, and Rom finally and Nato sort of starts and, oh, yes, well, it's step away now from the ritual site here. This is quite dangerous, and I don't want to hurt the clueless and unprepared.
Nate, we request to interview you regarding the situation that happened last night, if that's possible.
He says, it is perhaps possible, but I don't see what the point of it is. I'm about to engage in a scrying ritual that should lead us directly to the location of the thief.
Do you need, we have collected some evidence that may help, I assume, with the scrying. I've heard stories about how you need items that can...
He nods help, and he says, yes, indeed. So you've managed to stumble on some clues, have you?
Yes, if you... Do you need... How much of it do you need?
He says, whatever you have, I could use.
Well, he needs some of the evidence that you found.
Oh.
And he sort of pauses, staring, and then says, if you have some, I would appreciate it. If not, I'd appreciate it if you don't waste my time.
Oh, I do.
May I have some, then?
He's asking for some, Bella.
He clearly is not going to say please. That is very obviously not going to happen.
Yeah, we're
going to
be here for a very long time.
They sort of stare each other for a while.
They're just like staring each other. I'm like,
and Rom is like, this, I was just about to pull out that this bickering between us is pointless. So they're like, you know, because he really is pretty much, you know, Grand Moff Tarkin anyway, at least in his feel. So Peter Cushing says, he says, just say please, Nato. And Nato sort of, what? Please? And he sighs and he's like, ugh. Business of dealing with inferiors. Yes, please, may I have some of this evidence?
Warner just kind of pulls the corner of his robe open and the little vial with the hairs goes over.
Okay, and he You're looks welcome. At it. And he says, and kind of looks at the inside the vial and, interesting. Where exactly did you find this?
And he points back towards the house.
Exactly means exact, sir.
You didn't say exactly, or did you? Did you say exactly?
He nods. Said, I did indeed.
Yes, you did.
Ha-ha.
I beg your pardon.
Your attempt to... I was already being pissed at your probable impoliteness. Curse you for your sudden and inevitable impoliteness.
I found this on the display case.
And he says, really? I'm surprised that your crack investigators could not find this before, Rom. Your failure is now complete. I won't do that. Your failure.
Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Right, there you go. Your failure is even greater than I imagined. And Rom sort of glares and says, do your job, Nato, and don't push it. And Nato sort of does a double take and then opens the vial and puts a couple of the hairs on the ground and then says, very well, if you all take several steps backwards, I'm about to engage in a rather elaborate scrying ritual.
Now, given the fact that I was teleported from point A to point Daggerford,
yes.
I would have seen the teleportation circle. Does this look... I mean, I know what a scrying circle is, but I've seen a teleportation circle by this point.
It definitely does not look like a teleportation circle.
Okay.
It does, however, look like a ritual circle that you are certainly familiar with, and there are multiple things that can be done to entrap demons or teleport people or, you know, as you say, scry and kind of look for things in the distance. But the ritual circle is a very common thing among magic using types.
And Weller will kind of... will mind speak over to Alec, saying,
do you think this is going to negate our need for the scroll we were given to do exactly this?
I thought he got the scroll, maybe. Maybe he's got one as well, and they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, in fact, the scroll was never handed over to you. She had mentioned that they had it, and when it was clear that, you know, you have some magic, but you're on the more psychic level, and clearly Alec is not, you know... At that point, she just ended up not giving it to you, and apparently she gave it to Nate.
Oh, okay. I thought they had given it to us.
No.
Never mind. Then that mind speak doesn't happen.
And so he sort of, you know, waits for people to go backwards, begins to, you know, move his arms around.
Another copper piece disappears from his bag.
Okay.
As he's monitoring surface thoughts on NATO.
Okay. And mostly what you hear is what the sort of thought that you get is focus and concentration. In fact, you're not really able to get any exact thought because it all seems to be very, like, focused and, you know, like doing something. So He kind of moves his arms around, and you feel the sort of ground slightly shaking beneath him. And then he sort of lowers his head, and his eyes closed, and he holds up his left hand, and he says, "I see something to the east. A ruin. There is a person there. No, a creature preparing as I am for some ritual." And he says, "There are fallen stones about." And he kind of takes a deep breath and he lowers and the rumbling on the ground stops. "Good night, Echo. Sleep well, man." And the rumbling stops and kind of Nato sort of gradually looks up. There you have it for what it's worth. And Rom says, "A satyr and a set of ruins and a ritual. It tells me only one thing, Nato." And Nato nods slowly. "Yes, the ruins of Alcaster, unquestionably." Now, I don't think either of you probably would have heard about this. Well, I take it back. Weller, you might have. I'm going to have you make a history check.
I was saying, if it's like a popular ruin, yeah, you might know.
Yeah, but it's a popular local one. History, yeah.
Yeah. Well, history of that type is not Alex strong suit.
12.
I would say that you would maybe know a very little bit about it, that there is a school of Alcaster, which was famous, and that's how it is that you would actually know about it, because other schools happen to know about these things. You know that that it was the stuff of legend, this school, and you know that nothing good ever came of anything out of that legend. It was a school that seemed cursed from the beginning. Lots of bad things happened. And that's it. You don't know any of the details, but you know that the ruins of Alcaster are, if that's the same place, the school of Alcaster that they're talking about, the school is like Creepy McCreepyville in terms of the stories that swirl about it. And Nato sort of gradually, slowly stands and says, "I don't know entirely why that vision would have come to me, but I am, of course, but a channel for the truth. I don't know why a satyr would be involved or what ritual, but it has something to do with the thief. He is perhaps the thief himself or knows him."
Well, we'll go out. How about that? Weller and I will go out and investigate. How's that sound?
He says,
"Can you direct us to the location?"
"We can do that, of course. But I must warn you, it is a place quite beyond most capabilities and most probably yours."
"Yes, I know."
And Rom hasn't said anything and is just sort of, you know, staring with his arms folded, watching you.
"But I have a question for the two of you."
They both wait.
"Have either of you ever studied and or dealt with satyrs before? Specifically, and are you familiar with their abilities?"
And Nato says, "I have not dealt with them personally, but I am fully aware of some of their magical properties, yes." And Rom says, "I am familiar with satyrs, at least familiar with the conclusion of their lives."
"So, do they have any abilities to subdue people?"
And they both sort of look at each other, and Nato says, "There is, it is said, a quality that some satyrs possess, to be able to use their music to charm and overwhelm. But it is only legend, and besides that, the music is loud, it makes a sound. Some might have heard it, especially given the proximity of the room to the to Rom's room, and of course to Lady Strange's herself. But yes, I am aware of such things.
Then I would like to put forth a piece of evidence that it is entirely possible, given the fact that there was no scent of alcohol whatsoever, either on the breath or the person of the young man down in the cage, that if there was indeed a satyr involved, that your supposed legend may in fact be fact, and he was subdued with pipe music, as it were, and so was not drunk on the job as has been claimed.
And he sort of pauses and, you know, thinks about it, and he says, even if he were not, not NATO, this is Rom. Even if he were not drunk, the point is that he still made some terrible mistakes. And I know that he's not telling me the whole truth. I can sense it on him, smell it. He's not being fully honest with me yet.
Listen, we had a good interrogation of him.
Especially without hitting him!
Yeah, without hitting him. And he told us that he didn't tell you about the strange music that he heard. Some kind of weird flute noise. That was it.
Really? I'm glad to know that he kept things from me.
Well, I think if you hit someone, they're going to do that.
And he practically rolls his eyes. I see. In any case,
if you do that too much, they will fall out of your head.
And he looks at you and just kind of blinks several times and then says, well, the ultimate punishment, of course, that decision is not mine, but Lady Strange's. My recommendation carries weight, of course, but it will ultimately be up to her.
And I'll be making sure my report to Lady Strange specifies that specifically.
He says, right now you have only one thing your report should be considering, and that is getting this thing back. If that involves finding and tracking down this thief, then that must be where you will go. And if you can gather any information about how he managed to break through these traps and get through into the room, that would also be helpful.
Can either of you alter your appearance?
And they kind of both blink and look at each other, and so Rom kind of like tilts his head. NATO says, there are certain magic spells that make it possible, but I have not dabbled in such work. I am fully confident of my own identity and the need to show it to the world. And Rom says, I can avoid being seen if I wish, but to disappear entirely, that is a rare gift. And then he smiles and he says, change identity entirely? It's not easy to do.
I said change your appearance.
He says, if necessary, I could perhaps be seen as something else, but there are limits to it.
Well, we'll get ready to head out to this. We'll get ready to head out to this location. Are you all right? Just going on with your usual business. And I would request, if you can, to release Rice and at least let him get do his job.
And Rom nods slowly and says, I will take it up with Lady Strange. I will also inform her of your next actions. Have a care, the two of you. And good luck in finding what has been taken.
Thank you.
And NATO doesn't say anything. He just kind of stares. That
when you say stares, yeah. Like Esmeralda, like
you know, yeah, like the stare down. No, just sort of stares, like you know, kind of not happy. I guess might be the way to describe it. Perhaps. Is going to head you.
Before we end, can I assume we're heading what to Nancy first before we head out?
Oh yes, if you want to do Nancy, you can do that first. That's
okay. But as we're heading out, I just want to say, hey, well, I just noticed something strange. Grom. No one said Seda until Grom said it first. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
It's very odd. Just something I thought I'd notice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it.
Okay. So, you were heading to meet up with Nancy?
Yeah, so we're on the way. That's where we'll probably end, I assume.
If you want to do Nancy, you can talk to Nancy first.
I'm happy to do Nancy and then call it there, or do you want to...
Okay, we'll see how that goes. When you meet up with Nancy, you do recognize her from the garden. Indeed, it is the same person. She kind of looks shy, definitely young. If Lady Morrigan Strange is totally in command of her, you know, everything, Nancy looks nervous and kind of uncomfortable, especially under the rather baleful glare of Romthery. And she also, you can't help but notice, has an ever so slight swelling around the belly area, although that may just be, you know, a trick of the movement of the dress. But, you know,
the rye bread I've been asking for since I got into town.
Right, yes. Exactly. Ha ha, exactly. Because rye bread is the bread of the gods. And so you notice that a little bit, but she kind of is sort of moves back and forth from one foot to the other as you're there with her.
Excuse me, ma'am. Nancy, I believe your name is?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Hello. I'm Olak Danit Kor Gargedzar. This is Willa Pale. We're here to investigate the thievery last night.
Yes, sir.
Just out of interest, Bryce is your...
Rice.
I'm just seeing if she will respond to it. Like, Bryce is your...
You got cut out a little bit. It's Rice, not Bryce. So when you say Rice, I didn't hear what you said. Just say it again.
Said Rice is your, and I'm just like, okay. See if you kind of
and
respond.
She kind
to
of
that.
Blinks and looks, sort of uncomfortably at Rom, and then says,
fellow employee.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Tell me, how long have you known of known Rice for?
Rice and I have been, I suppose we've known each other for several years, sir, since we started working here.
Has he been a very dependable guard?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, Rice is very, very...
And then she kind of trails off as she says that she was getting a little bit overheated, and she's like,
dependable, sir, yes.
Because he said he's been here for about 5 years. How long have you been here?
Well, sir, about 3 or 4, I suppose.
Oh, so not that long. Well, the gardens are lovely. I definitely appreciate them.
Thank you, sir. We worked hard on them, sir.
Hmm.
Tell me, did you notice anything last night? Hear anything? Anything out of the ordinary?
Yeah. Well,
and you notice that the minute you say that, like, her face kind of goes white, like, just, you know, and she's like,
yes, sir, I did, sir, but,
and like her eyes keep flickering back to Rom and then back to you, and she says,
well, you see,
and excuse us, sorry, man.
I was gonna say,
I'll turn around and go over to Rom and go, excuse me, Rom, sir, if I could ask you to please just wait over there. And I can, like, point all the way over to the main entrance, so he's way away from her.
And he kind of sighs and he says, what is
you're
it
very,
this time?
Just as it is with Rice, you seem to give off some kind of... You're a little bit intimidating to them, and it doesn't... They don't really...
It's hampering our investigation.
Yeah.
And he kind of grunts and he says, make it quick then. And he kind of turns and, you know, stiffly marches off. And again, as you look back, you can almost see her physically relaxing slightly, although she still looks terrified, but not of him, apparently. And she says,
sir, what, do you know what happened? Is Rice okay? I haven't seen him in all day. And there's all these rumors floating around about him. That he's they've got him somewhere in a dungeon or a jail or something, sir. Do you know anything about him?
Yes, they have him in the cell downstairs. However, I have asked Rom to release him.
Oh, good.
Has he done nothing wrong?
He's a good man, sir. He wouldn't do anything wrong. What did he say happened?
Well, he'd ask you what you saw just out of interest before we could say what he saw.
Well,
you know, to see if anything matches up.
Well, sir, I was up, sir, going to the servants' outhouse, sir. It's outside the main grounds, and I was on my way there to do some my business.
Your business, sir. Yes. And, ones and twos.
And then I saw, sir, something right out of some story of hell, sir. It was this thing, this creature, and it was headed east, sir. It looked like, well, a goat, sir. Or at least part of it did. I only caught really some of the shadow of it, but it looked like it. And it was heading towards the east. I thought I was dreaming. And I went back to bed, sir. But it stuck with me even this morning. There's haunted ruins out there, sir, you see. The ruins of Ulcaster out there, east. All kinds of strange things happened, my ma used to tell me. Oh, Rice isn't caught up in all of that, is he?
Hey, Rockhut.
Not that we know of, but this person that you saw, this goat, were they carrying anything, or
it was
were
too
they just
far away for me to see, sir? And I was too frightened anyway. Oh, there I was, oh, as you might say, out there in the open. I didn't know what to do except to get away.
Is this a walled-off manor? Is it actually walled off, or is it pretty open?
It is. I would say that it is walled off, yes. In fact, if you look at the map mm-hmm. that's listed there, there is a wall around it. It's not an incredibly high wall, but, you know, it's there is a wall of a kind there, yeah.
Yeah. So, they went, and can you please direct us to the location where you saw this person?
And she says, well, that's easy, sir. The outhouse is just past this way through the gardens.
And she points over, and you can see that there is sort of like pointing out directly. You can see to the east is... She's pointing east, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So just want to lead her to where she saw her, like, directly, and further away from Rome as well.
Right. She brings you basically to where she saw him, which was just sort of crossing outside the manor, away from the manor, heading east, kind of across the lawn, heading towards the wall. Yeah. That was where she saw him before she turned away. And
so you saw him here, heading in that direction.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. So I turn around and go back the way, the opposite direction. I assume it goes to, like, the window right above.
Yep. Yeah. Almost direct beeline.
Do you want to help me investigate?
I was going to say, looking for hoof prints, definitely.
Yeah, let's have a look.
All right. Are you leaving her behind as you do that?
She's just going to probably watch us while we're doing it. I got a 19, damn.
If I'm assisting you, you get advantage.
Oh, well, that's like the third highest roll I can possibly do.
You get a natural 20 on that.
15. So 19.
So as you're looking, you can indeed see what look like impressions in the grass that do look vaguely hoof-shaped, and they head all the way as you follow them until the grass gets a little bit higher towards the edge of the wall, basically the inside of the wall.
Yeah, and in but it's definitely hoof prints. It doesn't like change into boot prints or anything
no,
like that.
Definitely hoof prints.
And then they stop there. So. Yep. Oh, that's a bit of a jump to go up there.
Have you seen goats climb?
Well, I know they can jump pretty high, but not that high.
They're very good climbers as well.
Yeah, I don't really go to mountain regions much. Just mainly on the roads. But, to get over that, you're gonna definitely need some kind of, I don't know, some kind of magic to make you jump higher, maybe? Or fly, or have some kind of setup, maybe a rope?
Perhaps.
As, do we don't see any ropes lying about or anything like that? Any?
You do not.
Mm. All right, so we'll head back over to Nancy.
Okay.
Looking at the hoof prints, yep. They're the same size and shape as in the room?
Yes.
So, Nancy, this person, that this goat-like person that you saw, were they making any noises or anything like that, or were they just quietly moving?
No, sir. They were as silent as ghosts, sir. That's why I thought it was a dream, sir. One of the reasons. It just didn't make any sound.
Hmm. Is there anything else you saw as well before or after that?
No, sir. I just went straight to bed. The morning I woke up, I was going to tell Rice about it, but normally we meet to talk, sir, here in the garden, and, well, he didn't show this time, and then I just heard rumors, some of the girls talking, and then I didn't know what to think, sir.
Did Rom say anything? Did you overhear Rom speak about Rice?
No, sir, but he looked like even in a fouler humor than he usually is.
Well, I'll let you know that Rice, I believe, was affected by some kind of magic, probably something that controlled his mind, made him do actions.
So you mean he did take it, sir?
No.
All right.
He's completely innocent. However, he did note that he heard music. Did you hear any kind of music at all during that night?
No, sir. No music.
Does he know how to play music? Have you ever heard him play flutes or anything like that?
And she kind of gives you this look like you've just asked if... You
know, yeah, I know.
You know, if Lathander ever going came through. Down to say hi to her. And she's like...
Yeah.
Sir... Rom 3 playing music, sir. No, sir, I've never seen that.
Hmm. All right, well, I'm going to try and make sure that they don't do anything to Rice. Well, do you have any questions?
None for Nancy.
And I want to thank you for your time. You can go back to your usual tasks.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, if I may, please help Rice. We're...
No.
Please, sir.
He does
very well.
I'd be most grateful.
Try our best.
Thank you, sir.
And she kind of goes back meekly to the garden. And as you go back over, you see Rom kind of waiting for you, looking impatient. And he says... Well, have you finished your investigations here? Are you going to head off to this ruin, then?
That's our next destination.
Very well. And he says, remember, if you do your job well, you'll be rewarded. If not, he sort of trails off. And he says, in the meantime, though, I wish you safe travels. They say that there are weird things, strange things that happen there. In the ruins of Alcaster. But none stranger, I suppose, than trying to track down a thief. A thief that looks like whatever this creature is you've been hearing about. And he sort of tilts his head a little bit and he says, I hope you are as successful as in the discovery of this thing as you have been in this information gathering you've done. Otherwise, I might be inclined to believe that those who gathered as much knowledge about this room and this place as they have might have known about it before I told them. But that can't possibly be the case now, can it?
I Say, well, the only evidence
yes? currently.
I gotta practice saying "well" instead of "well." Currently, all the evidence points to some kind of creature, goat-like creature. I'm trying to. This is going to be me probably attempting to do deception. I mean, like, okay. It's not really. And based on what Nato found from his scrying. Perhaps that's the case, but we'll find out once we head over to the ruins.
And he nods and he says, "All right. In that case, may the light of Lathander be with you."
And you.
And he nods stiffly. And as the two of you turn to leave, you cutscene. Rom watches as you depart, but probably neither Rom nor the two of you clearly see looking from the window a impossibly beautiful woman staring down at you as you depart. And there is just a moment where Rom looks back. Their eyes meet, and there is an expression of communication between the two of them. As the two of you depart. And that is where we are going to wrap up the special session of how Alec and Weller met. And in case any of you are curious, if you're like, wait, I want to know what happens. I had a feeling that we would not be able to fit this into one adventure, but if I'm sure there will be an opportunity down the line to be able to finish said adventure with these two at some point. And I enjoyed this thoroughly. I'm actually really, really happy that we got a chance to do this because it was fun to get like Starsky and Hutch, you know, together, yeah. You know, beforehand. So I will very quickly say that again, I did actually hear from Rob, and Rob apparently was very ill. He actually contacted me and apologized. He woke up just a little while ago, terrible nausea and shakes. So he was really sorry and will reach out to me tomorrow. And John was in the middle of trying to get another couple $1,000s for the $2.8 million Catalyst Kickstarter, which, since it helps Trend, you know, whatever, that's fine in the end. But we will have, of course, both John and Rob back with us next month, along with a new individual who will be joining the crew, but you'll find out who that is in September. But again, thanks to Rob and to John for being part of the group overall, and thank you especially to the wonderful two players tonight, beginning with Saad. Saad, really cool stuff. I really enjoyed seeing the earlier version, even less diplomatic, if possible, of Alec and some
of the
other
stuff. Well, he's learning now. Like, this is since the event happened a few years ago, he's been learning to actually be diplomatic, and it's really hard for him.
Yeah.
Like, he just wants to crack knuckles.
No, it's true. This, like, really kind of fits into the way that all sort of plays out. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I just love the two of you sort of working together. The awkward pauses between the two of you,
yeah,
really cracking me up, especially in the tavern. How did you feel about today, Saad, and where
would
love people see you next?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you'll see me here on Monday for Wulin.
Hearts of Wulin, yes.
Wulin Hype. If you don't know what that is, it's really fun. And Lowell was really good at it. So, yeah, you'll see me there. You see me randomly streaming my channel. I'm currently doing EDF5, which is just the greatest game. One of the greatest games of all time. And what else? Yeah, here once again for more of this, more Emberwind, and yeah, Wulin. That's it, really. There's not much else.
Good stuff, Saad. I really enjoyed it. It was fun, and I'm glad that we were able to do this. Thank you, sir. Moving right up on the line, Trent, I was really enjoying seeing sort of a younger version of Weller, who's a little bit more eager and a little more, like, you know, intellectually curious, and doesn't have the same general, like, I get out of my way, you know, type of thing.
He's not as uptight.
Well, yeah, because if he's not in Barovia, and, you know, because he doesn't have other stuff, and also he doesn't have some of his other personal history that's affected him since. But I really enjoyed that, and again, I was just having a blast with the two of you, sort of, you know, going off at a younger version of yourself. How'd you feel about tonight, and where will the lovely folks see you?
This was a lot of fun. It was challenging to remember what Weller was back then,
right.
What he was capable of and what he wasn't.
Right.
And I was like, wait, can he do that? Can he? Okay.
Yeah, I had to pull out the player's handbook because this is before like all the changes that my character mm-hmm. has. Yep. And I'm like, oh, he's going to have that ability. He's got that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, there was a point where the bonus, the proficiency bonuses went up. So I got to remember to subtract one from the
yeah.
Wait, no. And I'm like, wait, don't I have advantage on that? Like, no, I only have advantage on that if Little Weller is assisting.
Right.
Ah! I'm like, wow, I can't get anything done. I mean, it felt like I couldn't get it. I got a lot done.
Oh, yeah.
But it just, I kept feeling like I was hobbled because sometimes I forget how much Little Weller helps with all of this sure. stuff. But yeah,
I mean, the alchemy lab is like huge.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got his own alchemy tools, but that's not the same thing as having a lab.
As having available. CSI, basically.
Yeah, and you know, not having with Little Weller's detect magic and invisibility and 125 foot, you know, telepathic range between the two of them, and it's just like, man, okay. Hello, crutch.
good training though for you know yeah. just in case anything happens.
Yeah. And I had decided at some point, I guess it was probably like 3 or 4 months ago, I had decided that Weller, when he was studying down in Baldur's Gate, where he was studying all of his psychic stuff, that he never learned the spell Soul Homunculus. It was given to him as a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
So when I decided that a couple of months ago, I realized that if Little Weller gets torched, he can't make another one. He doesn't know how. Yeah. So it's, I mean, the bottle will still be there. Everything will be fine. You just can't make another homunculus yet.
Yep.
And I'm just like, ooh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yep. It was, it was interesting, by the way, to sort of see how in a very positive, in a very cool way, how this could actually very clearly have operated as a way that these two connected. Like, I was very much like, this totally makes sense as to how they mm-hmm. would actually be together in this context, and like sort of some of the little like things that they know about each other and figure out about that they were just learning in the process of this.
And I hadn't decided that Weller was not devoted to Lathander until we started playing tonight. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You could just chat to him, you know, just might make you feel better, you know. That's
all. I don't feel bad. Why would I need to feel better? Yep. So cool stuff. Very much enjoyed it.
Good stuff. And they will see you.
Yeah, it's also part of like, because when Weller attacked Olak with the sacred flame, like Weller just took it and just didn't do anything in response because he has that respect for Weller and he knows that something's up with him. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to really like lash out mm-hmm. as Olak would do if he was younger.
Yeah.
As for where people will see me, it will be next month.
Yes, mm. that's true. Because you will not be, because Adventures of Middle Earth is done for the month. As is this for the month. We'll have them back in September. But I am glad that we got to do this. One, because I like doing these special sessions, one-on-ones or two-on-twos from time to time, or one-on-twos from time to time.
Although maybe. Depending upon any updates and bug fixes and things that come out, you and I might play No Man's Sky together. Ooh, at some point.
That's right. Yes. Which would be However, fun, because basically it'll involve me waiting as Treller. Because I have your name on Zoom here and then over there, and I like just put them together. Treller. Where Trendane is just going to have his goddamn fleet. Like, I'm going to be there with, like, can I have a ride on your... Well, 1 second. Burr, 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 burr. Like, he was telling me all these things before the stream started about, like, oh, yeah, well, I got this, and I got my frigate with the freighters and the thingamabob.
I went up to my freighter, and for some reason, it's like I'm trying to debrief the commanders of my frigates and get the inventory off of them. It's like, your inventory is full. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm looking right at it. And he's like, what?
And I'm like, wait, I have some carbon. Like, it's basically me.
But also there's the fact that not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, WoW Classic goes Ooh. Live, and you people are never seeing me again once yeah. that happens.
Oh, no. Please don't vanish to it. Please. I know it's so good.
So much fun.
I know it's so good.
So much. Everybody's like, oh my God, it's horrible. I'm like, good, don't play it. I will be happy to not have you around.
It's funny because I never, I mean, I think I leveled three characters. My highest level was a horde. was a Tauren druid. And then I also had a human thief called Greyshade. And then I ended up having one other, a night elf ranger, I think. And every time I say that, I want to think night elf ranger. I keep thinking Sister Christian with a night ranger. But anyway, so I had all of those and I got them like 30, 40 or whatever. But that was it, right? Like I never was able to get farther into it because time in life is a thing and I only have so much time for it. And then it got so complicated that I'm just like, Jesus, do I want to go back in and have 7 trillion levels with like whatever thing? So it is kind of cool that they're going back and doing this as a chance to kind of show you what it was like.
If you're ever going to play your first MMO right now, you would play Final Fantasy 14. I think it's probably the most complete out of all of them.
Grindy though. Grindy.
They've reduced a lot of the grinding, which is good.
That makes it only grindy.
But the ability to be able to just like switch classes on the fly and not have to make multiple accounts and worry about multiple characters and multiple redoing everything over and over.
Yeah.
And the interaction with like doing group finding for dungeons and stuff. It's just all clean. So much better than WoW it's ever been, in my opinion.
Anyway. Interesting. Well, but I mean, the one thing I'll say though,
but WoW Classic is just so good.
It is. I played like 13 or 14 MMOs from Shadowbane to EverQuest to Asheron's Call to EverQuest to Asheron's Call 2 to Ultima Online to Meridian 59, which no one ever talks about. So I played a ton of these and WoW was its own kind of thing that was almost set apart. As good as a lot of these, Lord of the Rings Online too, as good as a lot of these ones have in their own sort of, quirks and things that they do, Guild Wars 2 and everything, there is just something about the experience of WoW. And I don't know if it's part of the kind of slightly cartoony graphics that sets it apart or the music or something, but it's got this scope to it. And
I played the music just full blast everywhere I went. And I started on the Night Elf Realms and the music there was just like, oh, so good.
Yep. That's true. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that dragon. Also, Star Wars The Old Republic, and that is good. Yes, I that's definitely true. Yeah.
So if you're playing Classic and you go over to the Bloodsail Buccaneers, it's like the only RP server they're going to have, and you find a Tauren named Seneshe, S-A-N-E-S-H-E. That's me.
Nice. And you're not allowed to walk up and be like, I know who you really are, because it's an RP server. He's just
right. And you'd probably want everyone to also be Taurens, yeah?
I mean,
do you have any preference on what
you get out in the Barrens in the Needles and all that?
You're gonna hang out in Barrens chat.
I will have that chat turned off the moment I set foot into Cap Tirahe /League 2/League 1/League 3.
Oh god, how many times did I fall to my death off of the whatever it was, the
Thunder Bluff?
Yeah. Uh-huh. At least 2 or 3 times. It was not smart.
If they get the achievements working and you fall off the right spot, you can survive and get the going down achievement, and it's
nice. Yeah, nice. Oh man. Anyway, it's
my opinion of the Worgen. They are delicious. I have 3.
Yeah,
technically I have 4.
I mean that is a slam dunk. I don't know if you saw this when Coming Guy first came in, and he was like, "Did you say something about boyfriend?" And then it came up as like a satyr, and Coven's like, "Oh yeah, I get it. Okay." He's like, "All right, thanks." Like, it was clear. I had a smile on my face, and I was like, "This will be perfect for another version of things." But anyway, but this was a great pleasure.
One downside of this adventure was not being able to go hello.
Yes. Like, and how are you?
You'll be able to do it next time though, because we're about to go see.
And then he's like, "My mate, Cinderella, whatever the hell her name is."
It's like getting the whole I already have a boyfriend thing, and you're just like, oh,
no!
I love flip tables. But this was great, guys. I thank you again for doing this and being flexible. I think it was a lot of fun, and I do think it actually contributes to the fabric a bit of Curse of Strahd, because really, I mean, these guys do put some work into their backstories, and I'm drawing from that a little bit in the putting of this together, and then actually being able to pull together adventures out of this.
Also, the Sword Coast isn't as dreadful as
and you can get that feel. I mean, like, Barovia. It just isn't like Barovia, and it really shows. Whenever you're out of it, you're like, oh. this is not as frightening like as Strahd is. So anyway, great stuff. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Chat, can we get some love for our wonderful players? I will see Rob and John back, of course, next month. And I will see these lovely gentlemen, Saad, for Hearts of Wulin on Monday. I will see those folks there. And of course, Tren, if I don't see you on No Man's Sky, then we'll see you back publicly anyway here for Infinity Beyond and Adventures in Middle-earth. So
yes, indeed.
Thank you all so much.
Wulin.
Thank you.
You must come.
You must come to Hearts of Wulin. Goodbye for now, gentlemen.